Welcome to Seeking Alpha's Wall Street Breakfast, your daily source of market news and analysis. Subscribe to this podcast on Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Spotify, and Stitcher. Good morning. Today is Tuesday, June 30th, and I'm your host, Steve Brown. Our top stories today: Fed and Treasury discuss coronavirus response, closing out the second quarter, and ignoring threats to impose security law. Leading today's news: after testifying before the Senate last month, Fed Chair Jerome Powell and Treasury Secretary Steven Mnuchin are in the hot seat again today as they appear before the U.S. House Financial Services Committee. Testimony will cover the coronavirus response detailed in the CARES Act, under which the Fed set up several new lending facilities to bolster the economy. Of particular note will be the Paycheck Protection Program and Main Street Lending Program. In prepared testimony released on Monday, Powell noted that the economic recovery had begun sooner than expected, but the path forward is extraordinarily uncertain and will depend in large part on our success in containing the virus. In other news, U.S. stock futures drifted overnight, though equities are still set to end the quarter having erased most of the losses accrued in the first 3 months of the year. It's still been quite a volatile June for the markets, with shares rallying yesterday as certification flights began for Boeing's 737 MAX after a steep sell-off on Friday. Fresh data overnight has also pointed to a strengthening recovery for China's manufacturing sector, while investors stay tuned for the latest on the earnings front, with results today from FedEx and Conagra Brands. China's top legislative body has approved a landmark national security law for Hong Kong on the eve of the 23rd anniversary marking the territory's return to Chinese rule. The new law puts limits on civil liberties and Hong Kong's independent judicial system, which has helped attract hundreds of international companies and could endanger the city's appeal as a financial hub. The U.S. on Monday began eliminating Hong Kong's special trading status, halting defense exports, and restricting the territory's access to high-technology products. "Any action on sanctions will not scare us," declared Hong Kong Chief Executive Carrie Lam, while Beijing announced a visa ban on U.S. citizens who interfere with the legislation. How severely has the coronavirus hit big oil? Here's a clue. Royal Dutch Shell is writing down between $15 to $22 billion of assets in the second quarter. The pandemic has hammered every part of the energy giant's sprawling business, including oil production, fuel sales, and shipments of everything from LNG to petrochemicals. It even predicts that oil product sales volumes will be 3.5 to 4.5 million barrels a day in Q2, down from 6.6 million a year earlier. Looking to counter the pain, the company in April cut its dividend for the first time since World War II and announced a goal to reduce greenhouse gas emissions to net zero by 2050. Dividend investors are breathing a sigh of relief after most of the largest U.S. banks said they scored well enough on the Fed's most recent stress test to maintain their current quarterly dividends. Among them are Goldman Sachs, Bank of America, Morgan Stanley, J.P. Morgan Chase, and Citigroup, who were quick to drop stock buybacks at the onset of the coronavirus pandemic. Only Wells Fargo said the Fed's assessment will result in a reduction to its quarterly payout. There might be some big plans in store for Postmates amid a surge in demand for food delivery services due to the coronavirus pandemic. JustEatTakeaway.com's $7.3 billion deal to acquire Grubhub earlier this month, as well as recent fundraisings by peers, convinced the company the time had come to press ahead with an IPO, according to Reuters. Meanwhile, the New York Times reported that Uber Technologies, which lost out to JustEatTakeaway.com in its bid to acquire Grubhub, has also made an offer to buy Postmates. Postmates was last valued at $2.4 billion when it raised $225 million in private fundraising round last September, and accounts for 8% of the U.S. meal delivery market. Breaking even is looking super tight. Really makes a difference for every car you build and deliver. Please go all out to ensure victory, Elon Musk wrote in an email to employees on Monday. It's not clear whether breaking even refers to the company's profit margin or another metric, like production numbers. Tesla is expected to report its Q2 vehicle output and delivery figures this week, while a profit would be a major surprise for Wall Street, which is currently estimating a quarterly loss of $1.45 per share. Turning a profit for Q2 would also see the company eligible for inclusion in the S&P 500, which requires a minimum of 4 consecutive quarters of profitability. Amazon Web Services will formally establish a dedicated segment called Aerospace and Satellite Solutions at an online summit today focused on business with the public sector. The group will be run by retired Air Force Major General Clint Crozier, who until recently was in charge of setting up the Space Force, the newest branch of the U.S. military. Amazon is anticipating a huge increase in space-related cloud computing contracts globally, with the market size estimated at hundreds of billions of dollars, said Teresa Carlson, AWS's vice president in charge of public sector business. AWS has faced increasing pressure from rivals, and last year lost out to Microsoft for the Pentagon's Jetty cloud computing contract, a deal that could be worth up to $10 billion over 10 years. As of 6:20 a.m. today, the NASDAQ, gold, and Bitcoin are all set to open in the green, with the S&P 500 and Dow slightly down. On today's economic calendar, Redbook chain store sales are out at 8:55 a.m. Eastern Time. If you enjoyed today's podcast, please be sure to rate and review it below. Your feedback is deeply appreciated. That concludes today's Wall Street Breakfast. Thank you for listening. For the best investment analysis and news on the web, go to SeekingAlpha.com. Subscribe to this podcast on Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Spotify, and Stitcher. You can sign up for our other podcasts, Behind the Idea, Essay for FAs, Let's Talk ETFs, the Cannabis Investing Podcast, and Marketplace Roundtable on those platforms as well. Have a great day.